You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? How much do work, health, relationships matter? What about happiness, meaning, money, and love? What if you're alone or anxious, ill, or in pain? These are the questions we explore weekly on the top-ranked Good Life Project podcast, hosted by me, award-winning author, four-time industry founder, and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned experts, iconic writers, and researchers, and while everyone from Olympic gold medalists to world-shaking activists, A-list celebs, musicians, and more, all with the single goal, to help understand what it truly takes to live a good life and to feel a little less alone along the way. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Here's a program from our archives. We're listening to speeded up recordings of meteors exploding as they enter the Earth's atmosphere. If one of these objects reaches the planet in any substantial form, it's called a meteorite, and it's quite the scientific prize, if you can find one. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
If you go in a typical Western United States surroundings that's flat, the chances of recovering a meteorite are not very good. The number of meteors that make it to the ground as meteorites of ponderable size, say a half a foot across, is probably less than two or three a year.
Douglas Revelle is a meteorologist with Los Alamos National Laboratory. He says that if you do go meteorite hunting, there's one telltale sign that you should look for.
The rocky material that comes through the atmosphere has very little ability to conduct heat into the interior. As a result, when the rocky meteorites come through the atmosphere, they develop a crust. And this crust looks kind of like a blackish-brownish melt on the outer surface. And that very often gives away the object as being a meteorite, because ordinary rocks won't have this crust on it.
But not all meteorites have that crust on them, and they can come in all shapes and sizes, as one expedition group investigating an impact in the Rocky Mountains discovered.
They did find a rare form of meteorite on the ground, and the amount of material is the smallest ever recovered. It was 2 grams, and it was probably something less than the size of the tip of your finger. In Argentina, a meteorite was found named Campo de Cielo, which is iron, and it is 6 to 7 meters across. It's the largest one I believe I know of on the ground. They've thought of bringing it somewhere to study it, but it's so big it can't be moved.
I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.